Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he covers the Chicago Bears for NBC Sports Chicago, and seemingly for us here on the Wendy's Big Show, because we can't get enough of John Moon Mullen.
Moon.
We appreciate the time, Moon. And one heck of a day here. Adrian Amos stays in the division and comes up to Green Bay.
And, you know, I had to laugh from coming out of a commercial for, what, a divorce attorney? It wouldn't be an off season without a Bear going to Green Bay, would it? Whether it's Julius Peppers. I'm still remembering Steve McMichael, McMahon. Now is Adrian Amos. Interesting times. I mean, you know, ideally, you can get somebody from your one of your division rivals, although I'm not sure how hard the Bears really work to keep Amos. But it's obviously he's a quality safety, so you're getting a solid guy who's durable. I think he's only missed, I want to say, three games in his career.
And so we looked, you know, trying to look at some stats and all this kind of stuff, and you're right. Just seemed solid, a solid guy, not a huge playmaker. But, Moon, we had a lot of problems in our back end with communication and guys not knowing where they need to line up, where they need to be. We're thinking that maybe he can solve at least that problem for us.
Yeah, you know, and you guys know, just pulling me a little bit bigger picture. And this goes back a few years. I still remember, you know, one of the things you typically get out of a Penn State player, they're solid. You know, oftentimes the knock on them was that they were so well coached, even going back into the Joe Pa years and so forth, that they didn't always have a lot of upside, but they were always solid. I mean, the Bears had a Bobby Engram, you had LeVar Arrington. There's some very, very good players. But they really were solid, and I think that's exactly what you're getting with Amos. I mean, a real quality member of the Vic Fangio defense, so he's coming up obviously with some 3-4 knowledge. Maybe not the greatest cover guy. In fact, I think he went almost his first 2,000 snaps in the NFL. I know his first 2 years without an interception. I think his first one didn't come until game 6 or 7 of his third year. Not a ball hawk, and not a Ronnie Lott blow him up. Maybe, I mean, he's no Leroy Butler, let's face it, but nice
right
guy. But I think, you know, he brings a quality. He's not going to make a lot of mistakes. He's not going to be the blow-up takeaway guy that the some safeties are, who the Bears do think they have in Jackson. So, Eddie Jackson, that, they think they have a generational talent there, and they're going to have to pay him in another year. So he really couldn't take on the kind of contract that Adrian was looking for.
Hey, John, what is he like as far as a leader goes on the defensive side of the ball?
Not vocal. Very, very personable with the locker room. I mean, the DBs are one of the closest groups on this team, and maybe a lot of teams, and almost like the O-line. The DBs used to have a Thursday night go over to, I don't know, who's, you know, so-and-so, Tracy Porter or somebody. Everybody, they would kind of have a movable piece. He's part of that. He's a very good chemistry guy, comfortable with fans. He's one of those guys who, when you first see him, it's like he seems kind of stern and kind of a hard look to him. Really, really quality guy. And not a nice guy, again, not a softy as a player, but a good fit into a secondary, and he knows the importance of that too.
Talking with John Moon Mullen here of the Wendy's on the Wendy's Big Show. He covers the Bears and writes for NBC Sports Chicago. Moon, you brought it up with it wouldn't be an off season if a Packer didn't go to the Bears or a Bear didn't go to the Packers. And last year, the Packers tried to do it with Kyle Fuller, and obviously that the Bears were able to match that deal and bring back Fuller. He had, again, one of his best years of his career. And you said you didn't think that the Bears tried that hard to bring back Adrian Amos. Why is that?
Well, partly because of cap, and it's not a real slight of Adrian. I know Adrian wanted – I shouldn't say they didn't try that hard. Adrian had, I want to say, delusions of grandeur, but kind of. I mean, you know, Football Focus had him, I think, the number one or number two safety for the last couple of years. And I was told that, you know, he even kind of paraded that out a little bit, his agents did. I mean, you bring every chip you have to the table. But the number that I think it's around nine, isn't it? He's going to get 21 mil over the first 2 years. That's a load they really couldn't take on. In addition to, you know, they matched the Fuller deal. They gave Mukamara a 27 over three, so about nine a year. They've got Eddie Jackson coming up. They can't have four. You can't have four guys in the second pair making double digits or close to it, millions.
Yeah, Mo, how you doing, buddy? This is why I liked him when I looked at the safeties. He's going to be where he's supposed to be. If you want him in the box, he'll be there. If you want him in space, he'll be there. And that was the issue with the safeties, with the Packers, and the frustration with, you know, with the whole system. But for the most part, you know, and the people ask these questions, the free agency, you see these guys the most, you play them the most, or you scout them the most, so it makes sense. And I think one of the biggest things that you plan on the defense that, you know, pretty much destroyed people the whole year, I thought it was a great signing, and it was great to get you on because other than I don't really care about the football focus thing, I care about what you see every day. What do you think the people are getting as far as leadership, or was that more so with Jackson?
Well, you know, it kind of lead by example is kind of a trite cliche, but I think he really nailed it. I mean, he is where he's supposed to be, and again, that sounds obvious. I mean, you're getting paid, you're supposed to be where you are.
But that don't always work, though.
Exactly. But, you know, start with the big picture. He knows what a good defense should look like. I mean, they were, you know, number one, number two, a top five defense last year, a top 10 defense the year before, without a great pass rush. So he knows how to play the deep middle and support in the box. I mean, and he knows his assignments. He's not afraid to tackle. I mean, I didn't mean to depict him as, you know, he's not Ronnie Lott, not a lot of us are, but they're getting a guy who will lead with example. He will he'll stick his nose into a sweep. That's maybe one way to describe it. He is not afraid to stick it up in there. Again, not a vocal guy, but the Bears don't really have those kind of guys. I mean, Fuller's not that kind of guy. Eddie Jackson out of Alabama is probably a little more that way, but no. He's a fit. He's a fit guy. He'll know. 3 years with Vic Fangio, he knows what assignments. Or 4 years with Vic Fangio, he knows the importance of assignments. And I think he's a system fit too, without being a system product. I don't know if you guys were struck by the one signing that struck me as the oddest of all, besides some of the numbers went into some of the players like Trent Brown, but. You know, Anthony Barr going over to the Jets, this is a guy from a 4-3, and they're going to put 3-4. Somebody who's never played in that system before, are you going to give him that kind of money?
Well, then he changed his mind and went back to the Vikings.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, so I think, you know, Amos is a fit. He will play well within the system. He's not a freelancer, and I think sometimes you don't want that. I mean, you want a guy who knows when to put the pedal down and go for an opportunity. The one knock to me, I mean, the biggest knock is just he's not a great, his ball skills aren't the best. Which is
yeah, because he had like three picks in 4 years or vice versa, something like that.
Yeah, and I think, yeah. As I said, he went 38 games without one.
Well, Jackson was getting them all.
And actually, Adrian, again, really nice, good guy, quality guy, good citizen. Yeah, I think his first pick, I think, was a deflected. It wasn't off of Jackson, but it was like, oh, come on, Dave. It was you got to get your own. You don't just bounce it off of somebody. But no, he's not a, you know, he's not one of the ball hawking safeties, but he's like I say, he's a great fit into a system.
Moon, last thing for you here is as we look at the Packers bringing in now here four starters with Turner, Smith, and Amos.
Mm-hmm.
How big is the gap between the Bears and the Packers? Because seemingly it does still feel like this is the Bears' division right now.
Yeah, isn't that a 180 from where we were talking this time last year? Boy,
yep.
I mean, I think maybe, I don't know if it's a confidence factor. I mean, I guess the question down here is how is LaFleur going to fit with Rodgers? I mean, that seems to be such a determinant of what the Packers are going to be like. They seem to have lost their swagger over the last 2 years. I mean, it's the first time they've had consecutive losing system seasons since the year before Brett took over. So I'm not sure what the gap is because I really don't know who the Packers are anymore. You know, it's like I'm not sure their identity. How quick are these guys all going to fit together? And are the coach and the quarterback going to be on the same page or even in the same book? Sometimes seem like they weren't sometimes.
Yeah, that's the conversation we've had, what, for the last 3 months on this show?
Yeah.
What's this going to be?
We don't know the fit.
Yeah, you just,
we don't,
you
know,
just
that,
don't know.
We don't know any of that, no.
And
I,
John, appreciate that.
Eric gave us a swagger to the defense, too, didn't he? I mean, they need mm-hmm. to get that back. I think
yeah.
they lost that. So that's, if they get that back, then it's going to be, those matchups will be kind of fun this year.
John, appreciate the time, man, and we'll see you down there for opening night. It appears that it'll be at your guys' place, and Bears-Packers opening up the 100th season of the NFL on Thursday mm-hmm. Night Football. Can't wait.
Yeah, it'll be fun. In fact, the game the Bears point to last year that Maggie was so proud of, they overcame that opening night loss. And what they hope is they don't have to start out in the hole like they did last year with you guys.
Oh, and John, I just can't wait to hopefully see a Packer win in that one. But we'll talk soon enough in that run for us, all right?
All right, guys.
Appreciate it. John Moon Mullen of NBC Sports Chicago joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.